the Boston Food Dialogues have concluded, and I'm visiting with one of our panelists here. Lori, tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Well, I am our marketing lead for Charlie Bag's Culinary Innovations, and that is a food and beverage product development firm. So I work with a lot of chefs. A lot of chefs that work very closely with Illinois and Wisconsin farmers. We're based out of Chicago.
So you probably have to be very up on what the consumer wants, because that's the customer.
Well, most definitely, because we deal with it right at the higher end, or your fine dining, where all the newer trends are going to come around, all the way into the grocery store shelves. So we work with ingredient manufacturers, we work with restaurateurs, we work with colleges and universities, you name it. Any, if it has to do with food and bev, we have that breadth of client. So yeah, we're involved in every element of the food process.
So on this topic of farm size, does it really matter? What does that mean, or how does that apply to what you do?
Well, I'm here today because I'm a marketing person. I'm not a chef. And so I represent more what the consumer's thinking, and you know, how they get their information, how they perceive it, you know, what they do with it. And so from a farm size perspective, I mean, right now people are just so cynical and skeptical of anything big. So that you can't really blame them for going, farm, big farm, oh, it's got to be bad. So there just needs to be a lot of information to, I think, clarify what we're talking about in that area. I don't think anyone would think a farmer that has a large farm is a bad thing. I think what they think is, if there is a farm that is being, you know, run by big business, big corporations, big government, they're going to perceive that as bad because of their experiences. So I think it's, you know, it's really just up to us for, you know, to sort of bridge those entities, you know, your farmers and your constituents or consumers, and get the right information there.
So anything you're taking away from here that you heard in this discussion that was interesting?
Well, a lot of things said today were very interesting, and our moderator, Alan, talked about how complex this is, and it is. Even thinking about coming here and talking about one topic on farm size, I mean, it hits on so many levels between, you know, the ingredients themselves and the researchers and the farmers and the suppliers and the government and there's just so many elements to it. So I think the takeaway for me really was that we need to understand more about sort of the thought process, if you will, in the farming system. And I think that's the level of simplification a consumer wants, is like, just tell me how the food is, you know, grown, made, processed, and on my table. No, I don't need it to be any more difficult than that. So I don't think that we're quite there yet, but I think the demands with this, our new consumers and millennials, that are, they share everything, they want to know everything, they want to know meaning, they want to know stories, they want to know where everything comes from. Which is a really good thing. So between that and their ability to jump on a cause, we'll get somewhere.
Well, I really appreciate you taking time. I know you got to get moving here because a lot of flights have to be caught, and mine included, here very shortly. Thank you very much, Lori, for visiting with me here at the end of the Boston Food Dialogues. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.